This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever feel like you're drinking from a fire hose, just trying to keep up with what's swirling around? And I saw something the other day from the Heritage Foundation. And the Heritage Foundation, of course, has a great reputation in Washington, D.C. It's a conservative think tank. Essentially, they have a lot of really smart people, different fellows. Our buddy Steve Moore is one of them, for instance, on tax policy. And what they do is they educate members of Congress who come and go about good policy and what works in a particular, you know, philosophical vein. And, of course, in the case of the Heritage Foundation, it's conservative, right? And they've long been the sort of Reagan-like conservative think tank. And they basically said Trump, just with his, you know, executive orders on regulation and what he's done, has, in the first year, done all kinds of things they thought were going to take his entire term to do. And I forget the exact percentage, but it was a large percentage of things that he had done. Well, when that level of activity is happening with your government, you know, it's almost not possible to try and every day when we come on the air and do a program, do it all justice and follow it and know what's going on. I feel that way about the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And the only way I keep up is with the expertise of Andrew McCarthy, who writes about this for the National Review, who himself is has a law enforcement background, a former federal prosecutor, and he's done a very good job of boiling down the Schiff memo, which was, you remember, going to be this big bombshell in which Adam Schiff, the Democratic ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, was going to dazzle us with his brilliance of how awful the Nunes memo was and, you know, how everything the Republicans were saying wasn't true, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it turns out it wasn't exactly true. To help us walk through this a little bit, get an update on where this is at, we welcome to the program the National Review's Andrew McCarthy. Nice to have you back, Andy. How are you?
Scott, great to talk to you.
Yes, always good to catch up with you and get schooled up on what the heck is going on. I have to say, Adam Schiff drives me to distraction. I'm used to this in covering members of Congress for a lot of years, and most of them, you know, you get the grandstanders and you get the workhorses and the show horses and everything else. But this guy is so snarky, it's unbelievable, and obviously his rhetoric doesn't match his actions given your analysis of this memo, right?
Well, my take on it, Scott, for what it's worth, is that if the Democrats want him to be the face of their party in this controversy, then good.
You know? Yeah, let's let that play out, right? Let's let that happen.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, look, I think his his memo really, when you scrape away all of the the hyperbole and the partisan rhetoric, and I'm not saying he's the only one guilty of partisan rhetoric in this equation, but if you just boil it down to brass tacks, he basically confirms the two essential things that were claimed by the House majority in the House Intelligence Committee majority in the Nunes memo, and that were confirmed in the Grassley Graham memo from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that is that, number one, the Justice Department and the FBI did use the Steele dossier, this compilation of unverified hearsay reports from unidentified Russian sources, in a FISA warrant, that is an application for surveillance under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, from the FISA court. They did use the dossier, which is the main thing that the Nunes memo was alleging. And secondly, they did not tell the FISA court about the provenance of the dossier, particularly that it was a project commissioned by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee.
Now, folks, what you just heard there is essentially that the Democrats who funded this dossier and colluded with the Russians to get all this information in this dossier have now been the primary reason that there is a special counsel and an investigation into Donald Trump and Russian collusion. You can't make that up. You can't make that up. And I remember when Adam Schiff went down to the White House at one point early on in this investigation, that was the bombshell that he was at the White House to confirm and to report to the president, right? Because, I mean, this is the single biggest thing that destroys the whole premise of the Democrats and what they've been alleging against the president all along. Right, Andy?
Oh, I see. You mean when Nunez went to the White House?
Yeah, did I say Schiff? Yeah, Devin Nunes.
Yeah,
yep.
No, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what you meant. Yeah, I think when Nunez went to the White House, it was related to this. I think in that instance, what he was specifically talking about was unmasking. And that, if I could just take a second, that's what happened with unmasking. What happens is when the government under FISA, again, that's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, when it's doing intelligence collection under the programs that are involved under the FISA Act, some of these are surveillance of individual people, and some of these are big bulk collection enterprises. What ends up happening, of course, is that if you have Americans who incidentally have contact with foreigners who are under the surveillance or who we're collecting intelligence on, those Americans will be incidentally intercepted. So what's required in intelligence work is that the names of the Americans are supposed to be concealed in intelligence reporting. What happens is the intelligence community takes these raw interceptions of information and they turn them into refined intelligence reports. And what happens with American citizens is they get they get called things like United States person number one in the report instead of the person's identity being revealed. And unmasking is when you reveal the identities in the intelligence reporting. And I think what happened with Nunez on the occasion you're talking about is he found that there were numerous occasions on which the intelligence community unmasked the identities of Trump people who had some connection to the Trump campaign, perhaps even the president himself, in these foreign intelligence reports. And the reason that, of course, is important is we've had a spate of leaking since before Trump took office. And the theory, of course, is that the intelligence reports were leaked by people who consumed them. And they were able to convey that the names of these Trump people came up in the reports because those names had been unmasked.
This is really, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but late in the Obama administration, they talked about using unmasking more liberally and changed some rules, probably specifically for that reason, right? Did I lose you? Are you there, Andy?
Yeah, it was my fault. You're correct. At the end of the Obama administration, the president, apropos of seemingly nothing, issued a guidance, like amended guidance to the intelligence community about the circulation or dissemination of intelligence reporting. And the effect of what he did was to widen the scope of people in the intelligence community that were entitled to consume, to read these intelligence reports. And that's done under circumstances where it appears, especially if you listen to people like Evelyn Farkas, the former Defense Department official who famously said in an MSNBC interview that she and her Obama administration colleagues were encouraging members of Congress to demand as much information as they could get about Trump connections with Russia. And as she put it, that's why you have all the leaking. So, at least in theory, if you're investigating this, what goes on is they have these intelligence collections. They do the unmasking. Obama issues an order that makes the intelligence reporting more widely disseminated through the intelligence community, meaning that it's more likely to be leaked because more people have access to it. And Congress is demanding information, so there's an increasing likelihood of leaks. And then we have this former Obama official saying, that's why you have the leaks.
I contend you could sit down with a fifth grader and just give them, you know, 2 minutes of facts on this from point A to point B to where, you know, how this started, where we're at, and you would recognize very quickly what's going on here. This is how the swamp operates. It is really unbelievable. And we wouldn't know any of it if you didn't have, you know, people to sort it out and sort of explain that to you. Andy, are you able to stay for a little bit longer? We have a break that's a hard break right now, and I'd like to just kind of talk about where this goes from here now once we get these two memos. Okay, great. Andy McCarthy, National View, more on our conversation about the next steps, what happens now. These memos are both out there. Where are we going? Where's this investigation going to end? We'll get Andy's take coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince is here. Every day made better, and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness products, product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body, using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing and risk management seminar for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean skills and learn more about marketing soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 15th and 16th at two locations, NDSU Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by March 2nd at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our friends at Pipers help bring you what's on your mind, and of course they are busy doing a lot of land seminars, so if you're in one of the locations where Pipers is going to be, encourage you to take one of those in and learn a lot. You can get the whole list at Pipers.com, but they're going to be Friday, tomorrow, in Sun City, West Arizona, as well as Scottsdale, Arizona, Saturday in Gold Canyon, Arizona. So if you know anybody down there, tell them. Mesa, on Sunday, they're doing a big picnic. They call it the North Dakota Picnic. They have a lot of fun down there. and also the Midwest Farm Land Seminar that happens after that as well. So some auctions coming up. Polk County, Hettinger and Adam County, McHenry County, a farm retirement auction for the Bachmeyer Farms in Selfridge, North Dakota. Be here in a couple of Wednesdays, so check it all out at Pifers.com. Or call for a catalog, 877-700-4099. Back with Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, writes for a National Review. So as we sit here today, the two memos are out. The investigation obviously continuing in the House and in the Senate. Where are we? Where are we at right now? I want to get to where you think this is going to end up, but where are we at right now? What do people need to know about what we know to this point?
Well, it looks, Scott, like the special counsel is conducting an investigation that's looking more at this point at obstruction than collusion, at least as far as the president is concerned. It looks, to me at least, like the collusion angle has faded. I don't think it's completely gone because I think special counsel Mueller is clearly squeezing Paul Manafort, who he indicted again last week and whose business partner has now agreed to cooperate with the government after also being indicted. So there is that angle, but that has never yielded any collusion claim against President Trump, and I think it's unlikely that it will. And in the meantime, the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee continue to look not only at the Russian interference in the election, but the way that the investigators investigated it. So that is ongoing. And the question now is whether that will result in the appointment of a prosecutor to look at it. The attorney general, as we know from President Trump's tweets of yesterday, the attorney general has asked the inspector general to look into the FISA abuse allegations. But the real question is whether a prosecutor will be appointed. A lot of people say that we need a second special counsel. I am not one of those people. I don't think we should ever have a special counsel unless we absolutely need one, which means unless the Justice Department is absolutely conflicted out of the case. I don't think that's the case there. Here, I don't see any reason why the Justice Department can't investigate this itself.
Texter says, ask Andy how long we can expect the special counsel to waste all this taxpayer money for no reason at all. How long is this going to go?
Well, you know, look, I think if Manafort goes to trial, and he looks like he's gearing up that way, that case, he's now indicted in two different places, Washington and the Eastern District of Virginia. So that would be two trials. And even if it gets boiled down to one, that's not going to happen until later this year. So I think we're looking at least several more months of this.
Trey Gowdy seems to have confidence in Robert Mueller to sort all this out, and even if need be, go after Democrats on the Russian side of this. Do you buy that? Do you have the same level of comfort on that?
I do think that if you tune out a lot of the noise and just look at what Mueller has done so far, if he was looking to fabricate a case against the president, there's nothing in any of the charges that he's brought that indicates that, Scott. All of the charges up until now don't have a hint of a suggestion that there would be charges against President Trump for being involved in some corrupt conspiracy with Russia. And in fact, the two guys who have had contact with Russia and did plead guilty in this investigation pled guilty to charges of lying to the FBI, not to anything to do with their dealings with the Russians. So I don't think Mueller, I think Mueller is a reasonably straight shooter, and that he's not going to make up a case that's not there on President Trump.
Whose job would it be to say, wait a minute, a Democratic-funded opposition research piece is why we have a special counsel in the first place? Something's wrong. Is that Mueller to say, what am I doing here? This goes back to something that, you know, the FISA court was misled on? I mean, is that there, or is that separate with this inspector general or whatever?
The fact that there has been this FISA abuse, assuming that it gets proved does not invalidate what Mueller has done so far, particularly in connection with cases that don't have anything to do with Russian collusion. I think it does call deeply into question the whole, you know, collusion with Russia narrative that has driven this thing. And that did, as you point out, have a lot to do with the fact that that Mueller was appointed. But we have to remember that the FISA abuse happened, if it did happen, months and months before Mueller was appointed to the case. So he's not really responsible for that. I don't want to see him be the one to investigate it. To my mind, what we should be trying to do is narrow Mueller's mandate and get him to finish, because his investigation is obviously harming the ability of the administration to govern. It's very hard to recruit and retain good people if they think that they're going to have to lawyer up by next week because they're enmeshed. By joining the government, they're enmeshed in some investigation. So I think for the sake of the administration and the president's ability to govern, the sooner Mueller's investigation is over, the better. And that means keeping it narrow and letting the Justice Department investigate the FISA abuse.
Is the president right that Jeff Sessions should be doing this, not delegating it to the inspector general or recusing himself?
Well, no, he's absolutely required. This is why I thought the president's tweet yesterday was unfortunate. It kind of conveys that he doesn't really understand the laws that apply to the Justice Department. When there is an allegation, Scott, of misconduct against personnel at the Justice Department or the FBI, against government officials, by law, the attorney general has to, that has to be investigated either by the inspector general or by the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility. That is required to happen. And I think it was smart on the part of Attorney General Sessions to ask the inspector general to do it rather than have the inspector. What would have happened is the inspector general would have just taken it on his own to investigate it. By announcing that he was asking the inspector general to do that, what Sessions actually conveyed was that the Trump administration is very serious about getting to the bottom of this. So I think it was more helpful to President Trump than harmful to him. And I just kind of must think he just didn't understand what the regs say.
Real quick answer on this one. Why isn't Hillary and Obama being investigated? What's happening now is a waste of our tax dollars. Are they being investigated, those two?
We don't know whether they are or they aren't. You know, the good thing about this Justice Department is that they seem to be at least following the rules about what you're supposed to talk about in terms publicly about investigation.
Yeah, we're not supposed to know at this point. Andy, keep up the great work. Appreciate everything you're doing, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Andy McCarthy from National Review. Senator John Hoeven, next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, by the way. Find them across from the old Bonanza, soon a Culver's in Mandan. Or you can find them on exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. Or you can just go online to highplainsapache.com. But they love having you coming in. Come in. The coffee pot's always on, always something going on. And, you know, we're gearing up. And when you get ready to do some spraying, as much as you do, what do you need? You need support from folks that know the spray game. And they do. They know spray application at High Plains Apache. Nobody knows it like these guys. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application, precision farming equipment, and, of course, those Apache self-propelled sprayers. HighPlainsApache.com. Or stop and see them south of Fargo Frontier or in Mandan. Senator John Hovind joins us now. Senator, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Busy time in Washington, D.C. A lot going on. And I'm curious, if you had the ability to be in 10 different places in North Dakota and visit with them about what they want from you and your fellow members of Congress as it results to Parkland, Florida, and what could be done there, and seeing all these debates going on right now, do you think they'd want more school safety focus or more gun control focus?
No, I really think school safety. That's got to be the focus. We've got to keep that focus on how do we make our schools safer. And there's three areas that we're working on. One is this Cornyn bill, which is fixed next, which goes to making sure that we get all the information in the background check system so it's as effective as possible. Then we have some others like the Grassley bill that really goes to the mental health issue, and obviously that's a huge part of this problem. And then there's a third area. Orrin Hatch actually has legislation that would provide funding to help schools, stop these kind of attacks. In other words, you know, help keep our schools safe by taking measures that we could stop this kind of incidents and better protect our kids and our schools.
We've been asking the listeners today, based on this meeting that happened yesterday, which I think is great the president does this, that he's, very transparent, has people in, throw out ideas, but it's also comes with some danger, and something he said yesterday really is, causing some concern among a lot of people related to some legislation that evidently has worked well in California. The vice president was laying out this case saying, there is a law that allows people that feel like they have someone in the home that is a danger where they can remove their guns and a process for that. And the president said, but get the guns out, do the due process later. And this is, of course, raising some concerns. We asked our listeners, who's right on this? And the president seems to be sort of in the middle of saying, yeah, we need some more gun control, but I also want school safety and there shouldn't be gun-free zones. And most folks have sided with the NRA's concerns that have been raised over that particular issue right now. What do you think the president was meaning to say?
Well, I think the vice president was trying to talk about an expedited procedure, but it still included due process. And I think that's the concern is Constitution, Second Amendment requires due process. So obviously when we have somebody who is mentally ill or threatening or violent, we do have procedures and expedited procedures to deal with them. And I think that's what the vice president was talking about. But clearly, we need due process, and the Constitution, the Second Amendment, requires it.
And, the president enjoys a great deal of support from our audience. It's not often that we hear, criticism, but on this, there seems to be some real concern. Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah, it is a concern because I think, again, we want to do all we can to deal with the mental illness, to deal with the, violent criminals, anybody that shouldn't have a weapon, obviously, but it's got to be done in a way that respects the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens, which is the due process. That's why the due process is a concern.
You pointed out some legislation that is being worked on that's in the pipeline. There was one piece of legislation, I think, with Pat Toomey that the president pointed to and said, I think you're afraid of the NRA. Is the NRA this boogeyman that everybody makes it out to be, that somehow, members of Congress are afraid of doing something different than the NRA? Do you see the NRA as some big lobbying blob, or do you see it as representing North Dakotans who care about the Second Amendment?
The NRA represents a lot of North Dakotans, a lot of Americans, and they are trying to come up with effective measures to protect our kids. And, that focus on school safety that the president's talking about, that's something the NRA has talked about for years, is, we protect the Capitol, we protect, so many places. We need to be protecting our schools, and they've been advocating that for a long time. And now the president's on that, and I think that's good. I think we can and should do more to protect our schools. You and I talked about that, a week or so ago. But I think, there is more we can do there.
Where do you think this ends? I mean, obviously the president wants something to sign, and there does seem to be, more so than in previous occasions, a push for do something. I think most of our listeners agree. We need to do something on school safety. We need to do something on figuring out why the FBI didn't answer their phone and
right.
Use their tip line. Why 45 calls for service went into the Broward County Sheriff's Office, 45 warning signs from where this disturbed individual was living and not heated. So there's plenty to fix. But what do you think the final product looks like, and when will it happen?
Right, Scott. I mean, that's why I'm talking about the Fix Nix bill. That's why I'm talking about more resources to help with the schools. Those are steps we can take. But you make a very strong point. Look at all the things that happened in Parkland with this individual, whether it was law enforcement, whether it was with the school, whether it was the FBI. We have got to have follow-up, and we have to make sure we enforce the laws that we have and stop people like this. And so clearly there also then has to be a full investigation. We have to hold people accountable.
Questions or comments for Senator Hovind are certainly welcome today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our local telephone number, or toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Here's a texter says, Scott, could you ask Senator Hovind about a group of kids from Standing Rock Elementary Middle School that will be in D.C. next week to perform? Would he be able to meet with the students?
Sure. I mean, I always try to meet with students or anyone else from North Dakota. I get a lot of requests from meetings for a lot of places, but for me the priority is always North Dakotans. And good for these young people if they're going to be down here performing. That's great, and certainly I would try to meet with them.
Sounds fun. Should they call your office?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll pass that along. Let's see here. Here is another one related to Social Security specifically. What is the plan for the Social Security program, which seems to be running out of money? There's a big question for you.
Here's good news on that front, right, Scott? Look, with the regulatory relief, with the tax relief, we not only have a growing economy, we have wages moving up. Now we have more people getting back into the workforce. That means more money is being paid into the Social Security system, both from more people working but also rising wages. That makes the Social Security fund stronger for the now and for the long run. That's, again, one of the benefits of a growing economy.
Another texter says, hunters that are or get caught hunting illegally can have guns, pickup, et cetera, taken away by law enforcement. Then they have to go through process of getting them back. I take what this listener is saying is sometimes due process comes on the back half of,
well,
of a
sure,
particular
offense.
Well,
sure, if you're breaking the law. I mean, if you're breaking the law, of course.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly how, if you're out there breaking laws, then you get arrested. That's the whole point with what happened in Parkland, California. The sheriff's office got something like 45 calls, including, I think, when this individual was shooting into his neighbor's yard. Why wasn't he arrested? Why didn't he have a criminal record? These are the kind of things that would have prevented him from getting a firearm or having him taken or having them taken away because he was breaking the law.
Emailer says the biggest thing that's being missed here in this debate is that even with all the gun laws we already have, it doesn't mean that criminals and terrorists will start obeying the law. The only people that will follow the rules are the honest people, not the criminals. I'd love to see a study of how many gun offenses, how many, when you have a crime and a gun was used where, you know, the gun was obtained illegally or stolen or, you know, not purchased in a legal way. Because according to law enforcement, that's the majority of the time anyway. You agree with the caller that we're not focusing where
that's exactly what I'm talking about when I'm saying we've got to enforce the laws we have. Look at how many laws we have that could have stopped this guy that were not enforced. And, you know, it's just a horrible incident, and, it just makes us all sick. And the victims have our sympathy, and we've got to do more to prevent it. But that means making sure laws get enforced, and that didn't happen in this case.
Yeah, everybody certainly agrees. How do they think they can take all of his guns away? Instead, he should have been taken away after 45 police calls. If they would have been able to take them away, he would have just went and bought another one. He should be have been locked up after five calls.
Scott, how about this change in policy between the sheriff's office and the school where they decided not to arrest people who were breaking the law? So they went from something like having like 1,000 arrests in a year down to like 60 just because they weren't enforcing laws or arresting young people when they were actually breaking the law. I mean, again, we talk about sanctuary cities in this country. What's going on here? We have got to enforce the rule of law. That's how, we preserve our freedoms through enforcement of the rule of law.
We're talking to Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Another question I wanted to ask you, we haven't talked about it for a while, but it was the 199 fix, if you will. This had to do with the tax reform bill and a provision that was ultimately designed to help co-ops that were going to be harmed by obscure piece of the law related to a manufacturing clause in 199. But the fix ended up doing something it wasn't intended to do. And what's the latest?
Well, I met with representatives of the cooperative groups on Tuesday. That was a good meeting. Went well. And then I met with all of the private pass-through, or not all of them, but a lot of the private pass-through, actually not only the representatives, but people that have businesses, grain businesses from North Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. That meeting went very well. Essentially, I think we're in, have agreement and that we'll try to put it in the omnibus or it could go in the, one of the reauthorization measures. FAA reauthorization, but, a bill that's moving this month. And essentially what it would do is the pass-throughs would have the 20% reduction. The C-Corps had the decrease in the rate from 35 to 21. And the cooperatives would be able to keep the 199 deduction. And that's what we're shooting for. And I think people agree with that approach. And so I hope we're getting close to getting it fixed.
All right, more on the other side of the break with Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Final segment with him coming up for a couple of minutes. Last chance to get your questions in.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You have a lot of 2017 models. You want to make way for the 2018s. Great deals right now, right?
They are. Yeah, we have the 2018s are knocking on the door, coming in, so we need to do away with the 2017s. And, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed except the savings on last year's model.
And what especially hasn't changed is that every day is made better in these Hot Spring Spas, right?
That's right. Every time you sit in hot water of 101 degrees, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. It's magic.
And the health benefits of the sauna, same deal?
Yeah, the sauna's great for detoxing. Also, as we talked about in the past now, they did research, University of Finland, and men and women who sit in a sauna an average of four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. That is the number five killer of men in the United States, and guess what? The cure for that disease might boil down to a little box of wood with a heater in it, a sauna.
Reason to get in now. Showroom models must go. 60 months, no interest financing. Cash discounts right now. Old halls and game tables as well. Don't forget that. The pool tables and the game tables. And some great deals because the showroom models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. 60 months, no interest financing now. Stop and see them. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most important thing to your health is how much sleep you get, what kind of quality sleep you get. That is the most important thing to your health. I mean, you're going to live longer and live a better life if you have better sleep. I saw a study the other day that said literally when you don't get enough sleep, it eats away at your brain. That's how bad it is. It's a new study out. So it's important stuff. We know firsthand, Todd and I do, what a difference MyPillow makes, and that's why we talk about it regularly on this program. They're big supporters of ours. We love Michael Lindell and what he's doing, Minnesota company. You know, growing this into an international brand. It's pretty cool. And gives away a lot of his wealth and a lot of pillows. So they're good company. 800-506-9028. Up to 50% off everything when you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Senator John Hoeven. Just a few minutes left. Questions or comments, welcome. Text your questions in 2-3-6-7-2-0-5-4 or call us at 258-0-550. So on this
tax provision, the 199 thing between the privately owned elevators and the co-ops. Last time you were on, you said, hey, this is going to be fixed. Nobody should count on these discounts that are being promised or tax credits or anything else as a result of this. It was a mistake. It's going to be fixed. You just mentioned that you've met with both sides now, and everybody seems to be on one page about it getting fixed and how it ultimately will be included in legislation. Is it still retroactive, Senator?
Yeah, it would be retroactive, and you're exactly right. And it's not just me saying it. The groups have all acknowledged that, too. So, yes, everybody's agreed that we fix it, and as you say, it's retroactive. So people should really just continue to, you know, market their grain and so forth the way they always have, you know, and make those decisions based on their individual circumstance and not on, you know, something else, not on a market distortion.
We had heard a lot of stories and actually taken some calls from, you know, companies that had been harmed as a result of this. Has that leveled off? What are you hearing from the private elevators?
What we're hearing, and like I said, I met with all of them yesterday. They're concerned. I get it totally. But, you know, that they recognize we're working to get it fixed, and that everybody's agreed to fix it.
I want to ask you also about immigration and some of the proposed fixes that were out there. There were all the different, proposals that were voted on. None of them had enough votes to go. What's the next step on that? Where are we at with the getting the package done on DACA and building the wall and the chain migration ending? And when is that next going to be before you?
Well, you know, the administration put forward the four proposals, and we had those four proposals in the Grassley bill. It would be good if we could come back to something like that and get, you know, a real solution. If that doesn't happen, then I think it's more likely you would see something along the lines of an extension of DACA, no citizenship, just extension of DACA, but then full funding for the wall. I think it's very hard to go beyond that unless you're willing to address chain migration and the visa lottery system, as we've talked about.
I saw you have announced your support for Drew Wrigley as the next U.S. attorney. Of course, he's been the U.S. attorney before now, but he'd be the Trump administration U.S. attorney. When will that nomination be voted on?
I hope soon. The administration has to advance him. Obviously, I've talked to the White House about that. And, you know, Drew just brings great experience. He served in that role for 8 years, did a fantastic job. And, would do a great job again. I mean, he just is so committed to it. And with his great experience, is the right guy for it. And so I'm hopeful soon. I don't have a definite timeline, but I think soon.
Yesterday, during the program, I was watching out of one eye and doing the show while the service was held for Billy Graham in the Capitol Rotunda, an honor afforded very few people in the history of the United States. I mean, a lot of history there. You were there with a front row seat. How was that?
Amazing. I thought that everybody did just a tremendous job. And I was visiting with the family afterwards. And, you know, you talk about the power of the Holy Spirit being there and present, and you could just feel it. Not only the Reverend Billy Graham, but Franklin Graham, that whole family just exudes, that light, that Holy Spirit. And so, you know, sad that Reverend Graham has passed. He did so much in terms of helping uplift people across this country and around the world, advising presidents of both parties, you know, for many, many years. But, you know, even though with his passing, a reminder of the eternal life, with our Lord and Savior. So it was very moving, very powerful.
All right. We have a little glitch with our computer today, and evidently there have been a lot of questions of folks waiting to chat with Senator Hovind that I wasn't aware of. I apologize for that. I don't know. They just told me in my ear that let me try Peggy first here. One quick call, all we'll have time for. Peggy, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so after the shooting in Florida, one evening report showed a deal where the schools there had put cameras in the halls, and each classroom was fitted with a bulletproof door, and the teachers wore a safety necklace, and so that when an alarm went off, they could push this button. The kids were instructed to go to a red zone in their classroom, and the door.
All right, those are interesting ideas, Peggy. In New Lipstick, by the way, thank you. A quick reply on some of those measures being utilized.
Well, as we've talked about, there's a lot more I think we can do to help make our schools safer, and we definitely want to do that.
And my apologies to the callers. I don't know what's going on with our software here today, but it's been a little glitchy. And now it got restored only so we can say goodbye. And we'll do it all over tomorrow. Thank you, Senator Hovind. God bless you all. Thanks for joining. Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure they get a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.